The research followed nearly 5,000 kids, comparing the location of their home against maps used for redlining. The federal policy from the 1930s discriminated against neighborhoods with primarily Black or immigrant residents. The new study found kids living in these communities had a higher risk for developing asthma. Dr. Jim Gern from the University of Wisconsin-Madison helped author the research.
Studies like this are really going to help us to understand that public policies are really necessary to ensure that children grow up in healthy neighborhoods.
He says the findings could shift the public health focus toward addressing asthma at the community level. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.